beginning in Afghanistan. Now, a Taliban revenge offensive in that country has claimed more lives. At least 9 people killed this morning near Jalalabad Airport in a suicide bombing targeting a NATO base. No coalition forces killed in the attack, which the Taliban claims was in response to the burning of Holy Qurans last week at Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan. There you're hearing voices of demonstrators in the city of Jalalabad chanting, "Long live Islam, death to America, Allah is great." Military officials originally said the books were burned accidentally, taken out with the trash. But then a spokesman said the texts were destroyed in a fire pit because they contained extremist inscriptions. They were being used, this official said, to facilitate extremist communications. The president has apologized for the incident. Here's White House Deputy Press Secretary Josh Earnest.
The president believed it was in the best interest of their safety to make it clear that the American people and the American military in particular does have respect for the religious views and the religious practices of the Afghan people.
So far, more than 30 people have been killed in violence connected to the burning, including 4 U.S. troops. Joining us now is Ambassador Akbar Ahmed, Ibn Khaldun, Chair of Islamic Studies at American University, also former Pakistan Ambassador to the United Kingdom. Ambassador, first of all, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me.
You know, I have a problem here. How do you get this wrong? A generation after Salman Rushdie and the fatwa, a decade of being inside Afghanistan and dealing with all sorts of desecration kinds of issues, how do you get something like this wrong? It seems utterly incomprehensible to me.
You know, this is a very profound question, and it's been troubling me. It's really reflecting on our inability as human societies to really have common sense, because we've been making the same mistakes both here in America in terms of being in Afghanistan and repeating these actions which cause so much offense, and the Afghans and other Muslim groups responding in exactly the same way, which is through protests, violence, which leads to death, and very often deaths of their own people. So in the end, you have incomprehension on the one side, and you have anger and violence on the other end. We don't seem to be learning. As you say, this cycle has been on for 2 or 3 decades now.
You know, one of the things that's interesting in this morning, I tweeted actually something saying, where in the training manual for NATO does it say, don't burn the Qurans? Now, you know, that was sort of a tongue-in-cheek kind of Twitter there. But if you have to write something like that down, it makes your point. It hasn't been internalized, this sense of religious sensitivity.
You know, John, this is a very important discussion, because we are in the United States, a free society. We are allowed to do what we want under the Constitution. At the same time, we are living in a world which is really globalized. So different communities with different ideas, different respect for their own traditions are juxtaposed to ours. And I really think we need to be much more sensitive to other people, other cultures, other religions, both Muslim and non-Muslim societies. Otherwise, we're going to have a repeat of this again and again. What makes this particular incident different, John, and I think you may want to discuss this a little, is the fact that it's in the context of the troop withdrawal, of Americans actually withdrawing over the next couple of months, a year or two. And that, of course, changes everything, because we have in this incident actually given an open goal to the Taliban, which they are, of course, using very adroitly.
So, you know, first of all, there's the religious insensitivity, and then there's just the plain stupidity. If you're in a withdrawal mode, to do something like this certainly complicates the issue. Listen to U.S. Ambassador Ryan Crocker speaking to CNN. And if you think clearly about what he's saying here, it really feels a little offensive to me. Listen.
I've seen this kind of thing before when I was ambassador to Pakistan. Religious sensitivities run very, very deep in this part of the world. And several times while I was there, we saw countrywide violence. At a certain point, it tapers off.
At a certain point, it tapers off. I mean, that says to me, Muslims will be Muslims. Just let them blow off steam. I mean, that's utterly offensive to me.
Well, John, our problem is we've got some really fine diplomats out there, and yet at the same time, you have societies that will always respond with emotion and, unfortunately, very often with anger and sometimes leading to violence. And that is something we need to calculate, especially when we are in this very delicate phase of troop withdrawals. We have a changed situation. We have elections here in the United States. We have Afghanistan and Pakistan, traditional allies, showing high levels of anti-Americanism. So the last thing we need now is to inflame public opinion, which will make it much more difficult to have a peaceful transition, a peaceful withdrawal of American troops. And that should be the number one concern of all American, whether leaders here, the administration here in Washington, or the ambassadors and diplomats and generals in Afghanistan.
All right, Ambassador Akbar Ahmed Ibn Khaldun, Chair of Islamic Studies at American University, former ambassador himself from Pakistan to the UK. Let's land it on this issue. Is there something religiously offensive about actually killing people over burnt religious books? Now, if I were to burn Bibles in the property of a church, say, somewhere even in suburban New York here, I could imagine getting in some trouble. But is the burning of the Quran of a different significance than the burning of any other sort of book, in your view?
First of all, let me say that violence and killing are completely against the tenets of Islam in terms of actions like this, unless there's a proper court and people have been tried, etc. So this kind of reaction where a mob enters an office or just tries to kill anyone they can get hold of, or a fellow Afghan soldier shoots at an American soldier, these are absolutely not disallowed under the Islamic law and Islamic tradition. What you're in fact seeing are highly emotional responses in semi-literate societies to what they perceive is yet another insult to their religion and traditions. So it's not theological as much as sociological. You're seeing this coming at the end of, as you said, a decade of similar actions. You had the soldiers urinating on Afghan bodies. You had Pastor Jones burning the Quran last year, where there were again riots in Afghanistan and Pakistan, and people died. So we are seeing this happening again and again. And by now, the Afghan people have really said, enough is enough. So this act may have been a kind of catalyst, so that even the apology of the President of the United States, and this is unprecedented, particularly in an election year, and President Obama would have known that making the apology, he's going to be attacked by his opponents, and he was attacked, and yet he did that. And you're seeing that in spite of that,
it's
the response in Afghanistan has not been really very positive.
Still pushing back. Ambassador Akbar Ahmed Ibn Khaldun, Chair of Islamic Studies at American University, thanks so much.
Thank you.